This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning. I'm going to depart a little from our usual show rundown today in what has been a momentous week for justice in Victoria and Australia. I want to talk a little about the sending to remand prison this week of Cardinal George Pell prior to his sentencing. George Pell is just one of too many people who've abused their status and positions of unchallenged authority to abuse the most vulnerable in our society, our children and our future. Just as Jesus had 12 apostles, so did Victorian Justice on December the 11th, when the virtues of our justice system saw a jury of 12 of his peers find George Pell guilty of 5 serious sexual offences against young boys who were in the care of the church, his church. He sexually abused them, he abused his position of trust, and you know what? He thought he got away with it. George Pell will appeal his conviction, and that's his right. But it's also my right as a survivor of child sexual abuse in a religious institution to speak for myself and to speak up for all those who don't get heard, those who are not believed, those who the system ignores and who fear they'll never see or receive justice. I took on my old school over my sexual abuse and I was ultimately vindicated. The man who did this to me was too gutless to face his crimes in court. He took his own life. Like many institutions, they did nothing when I reported it all those years ago, but I got justice. It's a tough gig, but I stood up and demanded to be heard, and I got justice for me and for others. I've endured the cost of that all of my life, and I'll continue to pay the cost of that, as do many thousands of victims and survivors across our communities. But I did it because what happened to me was wrong, and standing up and being counted is and was the right thing to do. Today, George Pell is in solitary confinement for 23 hours. He'll be in despair. He'll be frightened. He'll be lonely. He may well be considering self-harm. Well, George, welcome to the world of child abuse. That is what we, the survivors, have had to endure all our lives as a result of the abuse and breach of trust by criminals. Yes, criminals like you. I don't care what happens to George Pell, as long as it's justice. He believes in God, so he says, and accordingly, he will meet his maker one day, and he'll have to answer for his crimes to a greater authority. I cried this week when George Pell's conviction was made public. I cried for the two boys who were abused by George Pell, one of them who's no longer with us. I cried for the men and women I knew and know who were also abused in other places and are no longer with us, and there are many. But I also cried for a justice system that did its job. I did not cry for George Pell. He deserves to rot in prison till the end of his life. That would be a just sentence, as he's destroyed at least 2 lives. So an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is, I think, fair. George Pell will understand that better than most. I want all of you listening now to spare a moment to think of the victims and survivors of child sexual abuse. Think about how it might feel to have your trust abused, the confusion you feel, and the fact that the system in almost every case works against you and justice. They all deserve a moment of your time, and I'd like you to today recognise them by taking a minute out of respect for their pain and suffering and their pursuit of justice. From one survivor to another, I stand with you. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.